John, I'm sure it's an enormous feeling of disappointment. You've bowed out of the competition, but probably more in the nature of the defeat than anything else. How are you feeling?
Well, I just don't like getting beat, full stop. And, you know, fair play to them. After 15 minutes, they couldn't get near us, and then they scored, and it was as if someone lit the touch paper, and they were very good, and we were very poor. They ran through us time and time again, and, you know, we can see there's some sloppy goals. And then we seem to lose interest, to be honest, which is disappointing. And there's been some harsh words, you know, whatever team we put out, we had quite a strong side tonight. And, you know, we're going through the roller coaster, highs and lows, and tonight was very much a low.
Yeah, stark contrast to the weekend. I guess you've just got to play the game that's put in front of you, sort of thing. Was that the biggest disappointment, that regardless of the atmosphere and the crowd and all that kind of thing, that they didn't perform?
Well, the biggest disappointment was after 15 minutes. If someone had told you that Wolves were going to win that game 4-0, they'd have carted you off, you know, on a state check it, because they weren't in the game. They hadn't been there at the edge of our box. We were controlling the game, passing it well, and made the odd chance ourselves. The disappointing thing was that once we conceded the goal, we folded. You know, it's a joke of a penalty, the third goal. And I think when the referee has a chance to see it back, that actually spoiled the game, because it ended the game as a contest. And when you see that again, you know, some things like that go against you. But at all, approach to the game was wrong tonight, after the first 15 minutes, because I thought we started the game really well, really brightly, and then for some reason we lost our way, and that's something that we're going to have to put our finger on.
Is that a problem with playing in a virtually empty stadium, that there's no sort of crowd to enthuse anybody?
Possibly, but I never played the stadium like that, and I was looking at the pitch before the game, and I would have given me right arm to be playing in a venue like this, so I've got no sympathy for them in that respect.
A lot's been made of this competition, young players being bloodied. You've got another game into Ross Sykes. You've got to look at Regan Ogle at right back as well. I guess it'll be a competition that they'll remember because they've got the opportunity to play.
Well, yeah, but hopefully that's not the end for their careers. I think they've both got bright futures ahead of them. But, you know, we had enough experience on the pitch there to play better than what we did, and we were disappointing tonight, and, you know, I have to look at myself and see what I can do differently. And certainly, you know, we'll have to work at things in training to make sure that things like tonight don't happen again.